Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. A unique program to Southern Ontario has now expanded back to the area where it originated. Millie's, a public cafe, helps people with intellectual and developmental disabilities build confidence, real-world experience, and resume construction skills, all needed to successfully gain meaningful employment. Millie's started in Grafton prior to the pandemic as a summer program before moving to Whitby, where several participants are now employed. Millie's opened a storefront in Port Hope this summer to help young people build their skills. Amy Ruddle, co-founder at Millie's, says the program is changing people's lives.
The goal is to see people with intellectual and developmental disabilities out in the community working with money to buy things, to participate in the same things everyone else gets to participate in, and contributing to their community, a part of life.
So I'm a participant at Millie's. What does my typical day look like? Do I do an assessment first to get in to find out what my skills needs are or what my interests are? Walk us through that process.
So our assessment is so straightforward. We have an online application where we ask like 3 questions, and then we bring people in to tour the program. So to look at what we're actually doing and decide if it's something that would benefit them. So they make that decision, is this something that I want? The goal for anyone that we bring into the program is that they're going to be pursuing employment in the future. So they want to be a part of the competitive employment world. And so their day, it depends on what we've got structured for the day. Our curriculum's pretty intensive. We have about 400 different activities, and they're all kind of like broken into first how to keep the job, and then how to do the job, and then going out there and getting the job out in the community. So depending on where they are in the program, they're coming in and they're working on activities like, you know, how to use your voice, how to self-advocate, how to offer exceptional customer service, like great hospitality skills, understanding the customer, sales, merchandising, presenting products so people are interested in buying them. All the components that you would think of that somebody learns in that first entry-level position out in retail, we're teaching all those skills. And the reason why we're teaching it is because people with disabilities, when they're in high school, while their peers are out getting those formative first jobs where employers are mentoring them and supporting them and teaching them how to work. And we all know that situation. We've all had that first job where somebody's realized that we don't, you know everything that we need to know about the workplace. And so they've taken us under their wing and supported us through that process. People with disabilities don't necessarily get that opportunity to get that mentorship. So then they graduate out of high school and they want a job too. And that's their dream and their path. But they don't have any of the experience that their peers have. And so they're starting from square one, but employers don't look at them in the same way. They think that what they can't do is a fixed limit. And so that they don't apply that same mentorship that they would apply to a teen just getting their first job. Somebody with a disability doesn't get that. They see that fixed limit and they think that they can't grow. Well, they can. And so what we do at Millie's is we look at that person and we figure out what they need, and we teach them work skills and everything that, you know, anyone learns, but we also look at the person and we're like, how can we support you so that when you leave here and you graduate, you have the same skills and understanding of the workplace as anyone else got to learn through those high school and formative first job experiences.
Now, is this a stigma attached with people with disabilities that they can only go so far until you actually get to know that person and see how they can grow? Is that how society is? Because I don't see, and we were kind of talking a bit off mic about this, there isn't a lot of programming out there for people with intellectual and physical disabilities to enter the workforce. So is that the stigma that's preventing great people from getting great jobs?
We believe so, yes. We believe that a lot of it comes down to not necessarily what somebody can do, but what somebody's willing to invest in teaching them. Like, they have the will to learn and they just need to learn the skills. But if we don't look at somebody with a disability under that same lens as somebody starting a job and learning how to work, and we assume that if they can't stock a shelf properly, maybe they don't know how to line the same products up. A lot of times what will happen is somebody with a disability, that trainer, manager, or coworker will assume that they can't do it. They'll assume that fixed limit. And instead of coaching them and mentoring them, because they don't want to be mean, right? So they're doing it because they're like, oh, well, maybe they can't, so I'm not going to say anything. They'll come behind them and fix it after. And so we're missing this beautiful opportunity to assume someone can, hold them to the same, you know, accountability as you would anyone else, right? Look for ways that you can teach them, but don't assume that they know everything you know. They might not, but also don't assume that they can't learn. Because they can. We can all learn.
We all can learn. That's very true. The summer program that's starting in Port Hope on July 21st is aimed at students.
Yes. So we go right back to the beginning. This is what we noticed. So when we started Melly's, it was with people that were over 21, and we were focusing on adults. And then we saw the same things happening to each person, those same skills that they were missing that you could absolutely learn when you're in high school. Really good conversation skills, being pulled into conversation, being able to go back and forth with someone, knowing how to self-advocate, that confidence that comes from doing new things out in like a workplace environment. And so we started a summer program. The first year we took six people, so six teens, and it was so successful and we had such a great time and we saw how much they just grew and how their whole brain opened up to what they could have in their lives. So like because they achieved so many things at Melly's in that summer, they started to say stuff to us at the end of the summer that was just like, it made us so happy because they were like, I'm going to work, I'm going to get a job. Actually, I want to go to college. Or, you know, they could see it as something that was possible for themselves, whereas at the beginning of the summer, they didn't necessarily see that. And then we grew to 12, and then we did 25. And we just started to get so much interest from other communities, like constantly. We get emails, messages on our social media. People are like, when are you bringing this to our community, right? And so we wanted to make sure we could do it in a way that was sustainable and we wouldn't lose like the structure that we've created. And so we decided Port Hope, we're actually, Melly's was actually kind of like the bones of it started here in Northumberland. So this is a great place to go back and start the summer program and reach those teens before they graduate. So
now you work with these individuals.
Yes.
And so you're seeing the start, the progress, and then the eventual hopeful job entering into the market
many
times. What joy does that bring you? And what are you seeing on their faces as they're going through the entire program?
Well, I would say like the coolest thing is to see somebody start to believe that the things that we're sharing, that we believe that, you know, when you believe in someone so deeply, you're like, yeah, this person has so many skills. And Ellen will touch on this, actually. She's got some great things on just seeing somebody's unique abilities. But you see it, but they don't see it for themselves necessarily because it hasn't been fostered. And I'm not saying that there aren't people in their lives that have said that, right?
Yeah.
But there's something special that happens when a stranger sees something in you and tells you that's different from maybe like your parent or someone you really know saying it. And so we say it to them. And then as that time with them goes on, usually it's like 6 months for an adult, and that summer program is 7 weeks, they start to see it for themselves. You can literally see it in their face and the way that they come into Melly's, in their confidence, in the things that they start saying they want for themselves. You can literally see the shift in someone, like, I can do this. Yeah. And the coolest thing is when they leave Melly's, so they graduate out, they always stay in contact with us. Like, they'll come in and say hi or send us emails, and they get jobs on their own. Like, we've had many people get jobs with just getting a little support from us, like, over the phone sometimes, just, you know, just an email here and that. And so, but that comes from that intrinsic confidence of believing, actually, I can have what other people have. I'm going to get it for myself.
You're essentially seeing their abilities before they do.
Absolutely,
and when they build that confidence, the light switch turns on, and then they're off to the races. There is no stopping at this point.
That's exactly what happens.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. But then you always want to make sure that wherever they go next, that continues. And that's why we stay so close to employers and we go in and we talk to them because we want that mentorship and coaching piece built in there don't assume those fixed limits. They can do it. We know they can do it. We've seen them do it. Don't assume that they can't.
What is the Hope Towns initiative?
So Hope Towns is in Port Hope. So when we decided to open this training hub in Port Hope, we wanted to partner with a business that already existed that could support that work experience piece. So they're going to learn at 102 Walton through activities, and we're going to have a little pop-up shop there so they can practice some customer service and people can come in and, you know, purchase some things from our market. So that will be there. But then where do we take all this stuff that they're learning and apply it in a real environment? So we're so lucky to meet Albert and Madeline from Hope Towns and through their cafe, The Main, and the Farm Hub. Everything that the teens are learning at 102 Walton at our pop-up location, they will then get to apply with Hope Towns, either at The Main in the cafe, which is just probably four or five retail spots down, or we're going to go into their farm hub, which is so cool. They're doing so many interesting things with regenerative farming, and we're going to be able to work with them a little bit there and support. So a real community venture.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.